If I understood you correctly, the snowstorm cost $1 million. How did you get to that figure?
Well, we used right about $500,000 worth of salt, $500,000-$600,000 worth of salt and chemicals, and then we had $150,000 worth of overtime just in our department. And when you add in equipment services and parks and forestry, you get about $200,000 there. And then you have your wear and tear on your equipment, which is about another $200,000. So you got $600,000 for chemicals, $200,000 for overtime, and $200,000 for your equipment. That's $1 million.
And you think the total for the year could be much higher if February storms are pretty bad?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've exceeded the million because we had storms in early December. And I don't know exactly what that number is. But if you listen to the meteorologists and you hear what they're saying, you know, we're potentially due for another half a dozen storms in the month of February. I know they're putting out that we're going to have three or four in the next 10 days. So it's pretty easy to do the math to see that, you know, we have the potential to double, you know, our amount of snow we get and to double our needs to respond.
From judging from the committee members' remarks, they weren't that enthused about side streets being plowed. What has kind of been the general response to that, and do you think you'll do it again?
Well, I think the responses were all over the place. Some of them were dissatisfied with what we were supposed to be doing, and as I mentioned, I believe on Tuesday we should have been hitting our arterial and our secondary routes a little more, and we would have killed a little of the problem areas there. But the residential, the results of it were less than desirable to most people, and I think that was a lot of it due to the lateness, you know, 4 days, 5 days after the snow was packed down, so they didn't see bare pavement. I think the expectations when we put it out there may not have been explained well enough. People expected more when they got up in the morning. I passed out those pictures that kind of showed places where there was snow. I had a picture of a plow going down the street, and you still saw white snow under the plow because we have rubber plows, and it rode over the top because the stuff was so hard-packed and cold. So, I think some people, when we came out there, they thought they were going to see bare pavement, and that wasn't the case. We weren't treating it with any more chemicals. We were just merely plowing a path. I really think that my gut and my experience tells me, and the complaints I got, you know, in trying to listen to the, you know, the older people at church and the younger people, was they were getting hung up when they were trying to leave a non-cleared street and get out onto a cleared street, because they had this large windrow of snow that we had pushed off the cleared street that they had to plow their way to, and they were getting stuck. So this procedure that I've talked to my crew about, which we've implemented now, will be once we do what we're committed to do, get the arterials, the secondaries, and the hill routes done, we will go back through our cleared routes and push that windrow over to the curb. It will be a two-man operation. It's kind of hard to visualize maybe, but they'll go down the cleared road, but they'll duck into the non-cleared road and push that large pile over to the side. That will enable these cars coming out of these non-cleared streets to have a place to stop and decide whether they're going to go or not without getting stuck as often.
I guess my last question is, how will you approach the next sizable storm differently than the way you approached this Herculean storm, per se?
Right. Yeah, this storm is called Hercules.
I didn't know that, Hercules.
Yeah, it was actually named like they do the tropical storms. And, it was, on Monday when we had the streets plowed solid and the chemicals weren't working, that's when I went into other actions of loading out snow, and I shouldn't have left that. I should have stayed with our normal routine of doing what we're committed to doing, and that's doing the arterials, the secondaries, and the hill routes. I should not have pulled resources off. I should have stayed focused on that, and I think it would have turned out a lot better. And that's my mission. Stay focused. Do what we're supposed to do. You know, don't get into the residentials yet. Let's get the main streets clean, and let's get that satisfaction first.